This is Amid Yaimi Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis. We're holding at the very bottom of Chof Gimel Amid Aleph as the Gemara asks, Umina Teimra. And from where do we know the Chayshina Lechshad? We finished the previous shiur in which Rav Huna taught us a din that if I have a chatzar with doorways on different sides of the chatzar, a unique din that by Menorah you need one in each doorway, and we concluded that the reason is because for your own town, but they might walk by one side and not to the other. So now asks the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel and Aleph, Uminat Teimra, where do we know this din? How do we know the Chayshinon Lechshad that we're worried about? Chshat Detanyom, Rav Shimon Mishalar, Ba'advarim Amir Tayr L'Nich Be'o B'Seifa Sadehu. There are four reasons the Torah says to leave over a payah, the matnas aniyim, they leave over the corner of the field at the in one's field. Number one, when they gezel aniyim. Number two, when they bitzel aniyim. Number three, when they achshan. Number four, mishem b'al techaleh. Explains Rav Shimon. Number one, they gezel aniyim. Shlayir ebal abayisha b'nu yavi amr lekrevi ani. That the Torah says that we have to leave over the payah. Why? They don't want the owner to look and find the payah and say that this is for his own relative, harezu payah, and therefore he has to dafka leave it over b'saif sadeyu, that you're not allowed to designate payah while you're still, you know, harvesting and gathering all the crap. But at the end of the field, when you finish off the field, that's the reason, because we don't want you to give it to your relative who's an ani. Number two, mnei bitel aniyim. So yeah, aniyim yoishim mishamrim. We don't want the aniyim to sit there all day and watch when you're harvesting and say, if any part of the field the Baal Bayis was allowed to leave over that corner, the aniyim would be anxiously waiting every moment. But now that they know it's at the end of the field, they know it's going to be when he finishes the harvest. Number three, that watch, say, we don't want people walking by the field to say, that guy should be cursed because he doesn't leave over payah, because everyone will know, well, he's still harvesting, payah's at the end. And number four, Mishom Baal Sechale should not finish off, which the pasuk itself implies that the payah is at the end of the field. Asks the Gemara to Kulu Lamish about Chale Ninu. Everything is learned out from this pasuk. Why do we need there's three concerns, and then there's the pasuk. Seemingly everything stems from the pasuk. Because of the Ramayin, meaning the fourth reason is we don't want the farmers to falsely claim that they gave away the payah, etc. Therefore, they put the afkam, made it that they have to give it at the end of the field. And that's the source, the Ardin of Rav Huna, that the chshad, we're worried about what people are going to say. Six lines down at the two dots continues the Gemara and Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar, Redifa Amar Rav Huna, Ner Sheish Leshnei Piyos, a Ner, a lamp that has two openings on opposite ends, Oyla Leshnei B'nei Adam. You can envision, you know, a plate with a wick sticking out of either end. Says the Gemara, two different people collide from this plate, from this lamp, each one being Yitzchak their mitzvah. Amar Rav, Mila Kairos Shemen V'kiva Psilos. You fill up a dish with oil and you surround it with wicks. If you put a kli over it, thereby making each one, it's each wick, its own independent entity, then many people collide from here. If you don't put a kli separating the wicks, then all the wicks are going to go together. Then it's like a large fire. And then, if it doesn't even work for one person, as there's a din by Menorah we're seeing over here, cannot be a madura, it has to be a singular wick. Amar Rava, 13 lines down, right after the two dots, the first one in the line is Amar, continues Rava and says, Pshitali, the following is obvious to me, Ner Ubeisa, Ner Beisa, Ner Chanukah. Someone has to light Ner Beisa, which is Halakas Ner Shabbos, and Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisa, Yadav Misham Shalom Bais. The Ner Halakas Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bais. Ner Beis have a Kiddush Hayoyim. Let's say you have a choice. The woman can light candles or you can make Kiddush for Shabbos. Ner Beis Yadav Misham Shalom Bais. Says the Gemara. So those were Pasha to Rava that due to Shalom Bais, the candles of the woman on a Friday night take precedent both to Ner Beis Chanukah and even to Kiddush, of course, Kiddush being its own level of Chiddush, and because Kiddush would potentially be a Daraisa, and that's the reason why over here, and that's the Chiddush over here, that Shalom Bayis wins. Now, whether it's going to win against the whole Din Daraisa of a Friday night is a different discussion. So, Bayi Rav Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. What about Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush? Ma'u Kiddush Hayom Adif T'Tadir. Kiddush Hayom. Excuse me. That was Kiddush Hayom. Let's read a Rashi together. Rashi says, I apologize. Yes, we're talking about Friday night Kiddush with the Daraisa. And the Kiddush here is that the Rishonim speak out that you can be Yoytze the Kiddush on bread. So which takes precedence, making Kiddush L'chadchila on wine or Ner Chanukah? So now or Ner Shabbos. We said Ner Shabbos with Kol Shalom Bayis. Now we segue into Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayoyim. No, Kiddush Hayoyim Adif, why? Did Tadir, because it comes every week, so it's Tadir. See the power of Persume Nisa. Basar the Ibaya, their Pashta Rava answer, Ner Chanukah Adif. Why? Mishum Persume Nisa wins out versus Shabbos versus Kiddush. Amar Rav Huna, a very important statement. Smack in the middle of Chav Kimlam and Beis, the first word on the line is Rav Harago Bener. Sonu is Ragel Bener. He'll have Banat Tamid Chamim, nothing greater on this world. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us when we say Ragel Bener, what are we referring to? We're talking about Neirois Chanukah, and we're talking about Neirois Shabbos. Hazoy b'mezuzah, Zeich Ladir Noah. If someone is careful about mezuzah, he'll have a beautiful. We'll have a beautiful dira. Hazar b'tzitzis, echletalisna. Hazar b'kiddush hayom zeicho mamali gar b'yayin. He will have many kegs of wine. Ravuna aviragul david cholav v'tani apischa de Rav Ovin Nagra. Ravuna would pass by the doorway of Rav Ovin Nagra. Chazad aviragul b'shagin tuva. He saw that he had a lot of candles. Shabbos, Chanukah, Amar, Trey Gavri, Ravri, Nafki Melcha. Yeragul b'ner. You can have two incredible Tamidi Chachamim that are going to come out of here, says the Gemara. Nafik minayu whom? Ravidi baravin, v'rav chia baravin. Rav chista v'ragul tavi cholav v'tani apischa v'inashat Rav Shizvi. You'd pass by the house of Rav Shizvi's father. Chaz tavi ragul b'shraga tuva, many candles. Amar gavir rabbi nafik melacha, nafik minayu whom? Rav Shizvi. Just I was looking for the Rashi. Rashi is the divrei masal banav tamid chachamim. Rashi says why? He says the pasuk iner mitzvah teira ar ideiner mitzvah de Shabbos vechanukah ba ar de teira. That is the Rashi, and we finish with one last story. Divisu de Rav Yosef havas machorei umadlikis lei. Rav Yosef's wife would wait to light the candles till right before shkia. Well, it says Ma'acharas, so actually the Rishonim here discuss how late she would light, because we all know you have to light before Shkia. We know Zin of Tesefes, Shabbos, etc. Amar le Rav Yosef Tanya, Le'yamish Amuda Anun Yemam Va'amud Ha'ish Laila, Malamish Amuda An Mashlim Lamud Ish, that the two overlapped, Va'amud Ha'ish Mashlim Lamud Anan, Savers like Dume. So she thought, okay, so she should light the candles earlier. Amar La, who Saba, certainly elder person says, Tanino, you can't be too early, can't be too late, and very important, halacha, Neiros Chanukah, Shabbos, can't light before Plag HaMincha, as the Neiros have to be nicker, that it is the Kavod Shabbos. Amar Rava, five lines from the wide lines, the Racham Rabbanan, one who loves, has Rachmanas on the Rabbanan, have Leibonin Rabbanan, will have children Rabbanan. Demoike Rabbanan, if you give Kavod to the Rabbanan, have Leihasvanasa Rabbanan, you'll have sons-in-law Rabbanan. If you have fear of the Rabbanan, who gufe, you yourself will be zeicha v'sur me'erban if you love bar hachi hu, if you're not capable, b'shtamin milei miserv the Rabbanan, his words will be listened like the words of the Talmid Chacham, the critical and incredible importance of loving, havi rachmanas, honoring Talmid Chachamim b'siyata d'shmaya.